We now are moved to our third public hearing to solicit input on proposed ordinance approving a 1.4 cost of living adjustment for county elected officials effective January 1st, 2021.
Okay, so there's a cost of living adjustment built into the budget for every employee in the county, including elected officials. Our state code requires a public hearing if we're going to adjust elected officials' salaries. And so this is a public hearing relating to that. The only increase to elected official salaries being proposed is a 1.4% cost of living adjustment, which happens to be the current average national inflation rate rolling over the last, I think, 6 months. And so the total cost associated would be $10,798.33 for a cost of living adjustment across all these elected officials: attorney, sheriff, clerk, auditor, assessor, treasurer, recorder, surveyor, the commission chair, and then six commission members. Any questions?
Any public? This public hearing will remain open until Wednesday, December 9th at 5 o'clock. Thank you. We are at the end of our agenda. I will adjourn this meeting, but stay on.
Mary, let's see, we do have Thompson, but I did request also a closed session.
Did we do? Oh, okay. I didn't. Okay. Thompson's, do we want to recess? Is that what we would call it? And then do Thompson Springs? And then
yeah,
do our-
maybe if we could recess, do Thompson, and then come back. And if the commission's up for it, a closed session to discuss potential purchase or sell of real estate and professional character and competence of an individual.
Okay, we will recess this meeting, general meeting of the Grand County Commission, and open up our Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District Board meeting. Okay. Public hearing. I mean, okay, I'm reading it on my phone. Do we have any citizens to be heard? No citizens to be heard. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes for November 17th, 2020.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I would make a motion to approve the minutes for the Thompson Special Service Fire District for November 17th, 2020.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Seconded by Greg. Motion by Gabriel. Seconded by Greg. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes? Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? We are to ratification for payment of bills. Does someone have those bills in front of them?
I'm not sure. Are we on the cycle for paying the Thompson bills, Mallory? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
We only do that once a month. So I think
just ended up on, we didn't catch that when we did the agenda review. Okay, we are public hearings. Public hearing to solicit public input on the proposed resolution amending the 2020 per Thompson Springs Special Fire District Board Board District Budget. Chris Baird.
So the only real major change to the 2020 Thompson budget is drawing some some money in from the fund balance to cover the purchase of a generator this year. It's going to end up being about $8,400, which is, I think there's $19,000 in the fund balance, so there's plenty to cover it. Other than that, everything is going to stay mostly the same, just some tweaks to actuals, which you can see in the 2020 amended budget and the 2021 total next year budget are both attached. And but yeah, that drawing off fund balance for the generator is the main change to 2020.
Questions? Discussion? Public hearing, public comment? This public hearing will remain open until 5 o'clock on Wednesday, December 9th. Public hearing to solicit public input on a proposed resolution adopting the 2021 Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District budget. Chris Baird.
Okay, and then the 2021 budget's going to be very similar to all past years. Total is $28,170. So nothing really notable about it as compared to with any previous years. We're still, you know, Grant County is still more or less funding this district almost in its entirety.
Okay, any questions, discussions? Anybody from the public? This public hearing will remain open till Wednesday the 9th at 5 o'clock. Thank you. We have reached the end of the Thompson Springs Special Fire District meeting. I will adjourn.